Well, I'm going to play you my song. I told you I was pissed about it, so I'm going to play you my song. It's a short song. It's not real long. And it's, where the heck is that? There we go. There you go. You ready? I am completely. I am complete in hell. There it is, okay? Folks, it's a short song. But you know what? It's accurate. And that's what we're looking for. People who will write songs that are accurate. Told Cannon we were going to cut an album this year.
The album will only be 5 minutes long, but it'll be a great one.
10 songs. So we're missing people. We're missing all the musicians. I just played for everybody, and you missed it, man. Jeez, it was deep. Well, that's a new improved item.
It wasn't as long.
This wasn't as long? It was shorter than this one? Yeah. I'm waiting for. Maybe I will play another song. I'll play one song. Oh! A cult following. I partied with that one. Pull out words.
Holy guitar, I guess.
Yeah, it's custom built, man. D'Agostino. It's a nice one. So, let's see how to do. It's a song I wrote in Georgia. My daughter, I think, wiped herself with this, but I don't know. There's something on there that's nasty. As long as I can read the words, I don't care. Okay. Once a man rode railway cars to find himself a place. Somewhere to settle down outside the race. He said, Lord, I need a home, somewhere to lay my head. And with a sigh, he drew a breath and he said, amen. Well, hand-me-down shoes with the worn-out soles and a baggy suit he wore. Never shaven, but his eyes were raining from the towns before. Said the Lord need a friend, someone who understands. And with a sigh he drew a breath and then he said amen. Ooh, God honors every prayer, and it just so happens that he answers the ones of belief. Would talk in the midst of everyone. God's word until his heart was assured that he was home. He said, God, I believe that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He confessed with his mouth the Lord Jesus and his spoken tongue.
You know, there's four great ways to build God's word in people. I'm sure there's others, but there's four great ways to build God's word in people. Number one is the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. There's nothing. I mean, that's just, we've talked about it this week and so on. But I'd like to go to a couple scriptures that we didn't go to this week. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I told you Colossians 1. We'll get there later. First Corinthians 13. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation, that word charity is the Greek word agapeo, which is the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. It says, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifting, that's in the italics, you can scratch it, though I have prophecy and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and that's word of knowledge. And though I have all believing, and that is the manifestation of believing, so that I could remove mountains, and have not the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation, I am what? It would be fantastic to have all believing. It would be fantastic to have all word of knowledge. It would be great. But God's word says if we don't have the love of God and renewed mind and manifestation, even if we had all that stuff, we're nothing. It's got to be important to walk in love. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, you know, like a great philanthropist, someone that always giving to people, to the poor, giving to the AIDS, giving to the farm aid, giving to Band-Aid. And though I give my body to be burned, and this is in the sense of giving my body to be burnt out, you know, somebody that always goes places and does stuff 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 until they just burn out. And have not the love of God, it profiteth me what? Nothing. The love of God and renewed mind and manifestation suffereth long. This is what it is. The love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation is kind. It isn't always, you know, mean. It's kind. It's nice. The love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation envieth what? Isn't envious of other people. Boy, the world sure is envious. Somebody has something on one block.
then everybody on the block wants to get it. I worked with a believer a couple days ago, putting up with gutters on this roof. And you ever see those little things on roofs that twirl around? Those little, like, things. I don't know what they're called. They're vents. Huh? Lebanese, Russian. Well, I don't know. Whatever they are, those little twirly things. Little silver things. Yeah. And it's funny. He put one on one house on this block, and nobody else on the block had it. Now, four other people want these little things. They don't even know what they are. The world's envious. The love of God is not. The love of God and the renewed mind of manifestation bondeth not itself. It is not puffed up. The love of God and renewed mind of manifestation does not behave itself how? The love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation seeketh not or what? Isn't always looking out for me. I'll tell you, an island is a lonely place to live. I this, I that, I, me. I need this, I need that, I need this, I need this. I want this, I need this, I have to have this, I need this, I need this, I want this, I want this, I need this, I need this, I need this, I want this, I want this, I need this, I need this. Nobody thinks of me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody wonders what I'm thinking. Nobody cares about me. Don't people understand what I'm going through? How come people look to everybody else, but they don't look to me, to me, to me, to me, to me, to me, to me? Well, the love of God is not like this. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ so loved that he gave his life a ransom. Romans tells us that we're to be living epistles and that we're to give. Love of God seeketh not our own. And it's not easily provoked. Doesn't get mad every 3 seconds. You know, yelling and screaming and carrying on and getting mad. And the love of God thinketh no evil. This thinketh is the Greek word legizomai. And it just simply means it doesn't come to the conclusion of evil. Obviously we see evil. I mean, if we didn't, then we wouldn't be very good ministers. How would we help somebody if they had something wrong and we never reproved them? But that's not what I conclude. Jason may screw up, and does, as we all do. And he might have an area in his life that he screws up a lot in, which he probably does, which I probably do, and we all probably do, because we all have weaknesses. Okay. So when I think of Jason, do I think of that screw-up? Or do I think of the Christ in him? Do I think of what God wrought in Christ in his life? There's the challenge. If I think of what God wrought in Christ in Jason and the Christ in him, I've won the battle there. I am walking in the love of God in my thinking. It's neat. Yeah. Love of God and renewed mind and manifestation rejoiceth not in iniquity. Oh, did you hear about the earthquake? Did you hear about the floods? Did you hear about the tornadoes? Did you hear about this people got run over? Did you hear about that? Did you hear about that? You know what that is? That's rejoicing in iniquity. Even if you have a frown on your face, if that's all you're talking about, that's what you're rejoicing in. That's what you're thinking about. But rejoiceth in the what? Jesus Christ said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is what? But the love of God beareth all things, believeth all things. The love of God holds up under all things. It believeth all things concerning the truth, beareth all things concerning the truth, which is the context. Hopeth all things concerning the truth, endureth all things concerning the truth. The love of God never what? Amen. Prophecy, they'll fail. Tongues, they're going to cease. Knowledge, it's going to vanish away. We know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is coming, what is that? Jesus Christ. When that which is perfect is come, and man, what a day that'll be when our Savior we shall see. When we look upon the face of Him who saved us by His grace, what a day glorious. Today's coming back. And we're going to blow this top stand once and for all. And that which is imperfect, that which is perfect is come, and that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, like a mirror. In those days, they were dark, they weren't real clear like ours. But then, face to face, but now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. Go to Romans 12, please. Romans chapter 12. Four great ways to build God's word in people is to love, first of all. Romans 12, and in verse 9 of Romans 12. Let love be without dissimulation, and that word dissimulation is hypocrisy. Let love be without hypocrisy. A lot of you guys are into music, a lot of you into acting, a lot of you into that. Well, in the old days, when they used to do plays and so on and so forth, they used to wear different types of masks to decipher which part that they would play. You ever see the comedy and tragedy masks? Sure you have. Well, they would put a different mask on depending on what part they were playing. God's word does not want us to be like those people who wear masks. God's word declares that we should walk in love without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. That word abhor means to avoid at all costs that which is evil, which requires renewed mind. But it just doesn't say avoid at all costs that which is evil. It says cleave to that which is what? And that word cleave is to be welded together, which makes it stronger than the original. The way we avoid at all costs or abhor that which is evil in our life is by welding ourselves together to things that are good. What's good? The Word of God's good. Prayer's good. Witnessing's good. Fellowship is good. Ministering to people is good. Holding forth God's Word is good. Twig is good. Eating's good. Dating's good. Oh, there's a lot of good things, man. You're good because of the Christ in you. I have to play another song in a minute. It's just a classic. You see, that's how we avoid at all costs that which is evil. By cleaving together that which is good. Man, this is good, isn't it? What we've been doing is good. And the reason it's good is because we're learning God's word together. And we can have the fellowship one with another. Man. And then it says, be kindly affectionate one to another. Brotherly love. I don't want to. It says, do it. And here it talks about brotherly love, Philadelphia love. We're supposed to like each other, not just love. You know that? That whole rap, well, I love a man, but I can't stand him. Change your mind. It's your responsibility to like me. I'm your brother. All right, you don't have to live with me. But there's something you could find out about me in life. And there's something I could find out about. And it doesn't take you but 1 second if you want to know. Man, look. I'll tell you, one of the funnest things in life is looking for good in people. And asking God to show you what makes these people tick. I do that constantly. I do it every day of my life just about. Now it's a habit, so I don't even think about it. I'm looking. Been looking these 2 weeks to get to know you guys, watching you. I've been watching. and I like you. I was just lovely. I like being around you. You're fun. And I know I am. Be kindly affectionate one to another in brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. That doesn't mean equality. It doesn't mean I think you're great and I'm scumbucket. Yeah. I look at Lance and I go, oh God, he's so good at this. I'm not. It's talking about priority. When I'm with you, you're the most important people in my life. Right now, you're more important to me than my wife and my family because I'm with you. It's the only moment I got. So it's my responsibility and privilege to an honor prefer you. When you're with me and you feel that way about me, when you're thinking, I want to bless you, and if you're thinking that way, I'm thinking that way at the same time, you know what happens, man? Fellowship. Fellowship. Full sharing. Full sharing. Quite a no in the Word of God. Fellowship. Genuine fellowship. Not the word, but the actuality. The practice of fellowship. Because when I'm giving to Lance and he's giving to me, man, there ain't a need I got and there ain't a need he's got, man. We're in tune, Jack. And when you get a whole group of people walking like that together, my God, look out. It's fantastic. Boy, this walking in the love of God and renewed mind and manifestation without hypocrisy is fantastic. The world hasn't seen it. The best the world ever sees, for the most part, is mushy love. Makes me want to puke. That ain't life. That's crock of crap. Fellowship, man. Well, I'm with you. It's it, Jack. It's word over the world. It's happened. Oh. God, an honor preferring one, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving who? Lord. We rejoice in the hope, we're patient in times of mental pressure, and we continue instant in prayer by speaking in tongues. We distribute to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. That one sometimes isn't easy. Yeah. That's what the word says. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. This is just being compassionate. You see, this love of God is just so wonderful. Be of the same mind one to another, mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own stupidity, thinking you're so smart and everybody else is so stupid. Well, whenever you think that, just think about it for a minute and stop yourself and say, who the hell am I? I got Christ in me, but so do they. Pretty neat little section. Love the last verse. Be not overcome by evil, overcome evil with good. That's how evil's overcome with good. With the truth of God's word. Four great ways to build God's word in people. One is the love of God. Two is to believe in the people. Believe in them. You're not going to help me if you think I'm a crummy person. You know, a louse, a jerk. Even if it was true, you're not going to help me. You don't help an alcoholic by saying, hey, you stupid alcoholic. You don't help a homosexual by saying, hey, bone smuggler. You don't. Easy. Just a colloquial. You never heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
Sorry. You don't help him that way, though, right?
No.
You're right. So, the second thing is you believe in God's people. Colossians 1, in verse 27, it states that it's Christ in us, the hope of what?
Glory.
It's Christ in us, the hope of glory, man. And in Galatians 5, and in verse 10 of Galatians 5, it says, I have confidence in you through the Lord. That is such a key. You see, if I just trust you, I'm going to get let down. But if I trust the Lord and the Christ in you, then I can't be let down. God can't let me down. I'll never be disappointed in my expectations of my Heavenly Father. You're going to let me down. I'll let you down. But God will never let us down because He's our Heavenly Father. He loves us. It's fantastic. 1 Corinthians 12. We're just going to read over this section because we've read it a couple times. And in verse 12 it says, For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink of the one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but what?
Mm-hmm.
If the foot shall say, Behold, I mean, because I'm not of the hand, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, Because I'm not of the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where the smelling? But now God has set every set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, but yet but one body. And if the eye, cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members in the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For if our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given the more abundant honor to that part which what? That there should be no division in the body, schisms, division, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with him. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with him. Now, ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, firstly apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles and healings, gifts of healings, helps, governments, and diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret it? But covet, or earnestly desire, the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way, which is the love of God and the renewed mind and manifestation. You see, we're all members of the body of Christ, and all of us have a member, have a function in that body. And it's equally important to anybody else's function, whether they're the teacher, or whether they're the greeter, or whether they're on refreshments, or the vacuum cleaning crew, or whoever it is, we're all part of the body of Christ, and we're all equally important. And we're not to show any partiality when it comes to the body. So secondly, we believe in God's people. Thirdly, we respect the people. And you see, as we look at the Christ in each other, it's real easy to do that. It's easy for me to respect you and who you are in Christ Jesus. That's what you do. You respect each other. And it is easy. And number four, you show them that they're needed. And people, this is just one of those. One of our basic desires in our lives is to be needed, to feel like we're needed. It's a human desire. It's also a godly desire. Well, God must have wanted us in His family because He called us. And it's real easy to show God's people that they're needed when you realize what God has forgiven you for. Otherwise, you get high-minded and haughty. About 18 years ago, I quit the Way Ministry. And when I quit, I stole the Power for Fun of Living class, I stole the Advanced class, I stole the bookstore, and I stole a bunch of God's people. And I ran the PFAL class for $5 for anybody who wanted it. Ran the Advanced class for $20, sold books. Bad rap Dr. Werewolf, bad rap the Way Ministry, bad rap everything about it. And I did that. Took about 50 people with me. But after a period of time, started smoking dope again, started doing speed again, I started drinking heavily again, and I thought nothing of teaching God's word on speed or stoned to people like you. Out of my mind. And this went on for about 9 months. Until a man of God came to the state of California and called up a bunch of the dopey people like me who left and said, why don't you come over? I want to talk to you. We're going to have pizza and beer. So I figured, what the hell? It's a pizza and beer, if nothing else. So I went over to their house and listened to what he had to say, I guess, passively, because I don't remember one word of what he said. But afterwards, he said, would you like me to show you around the house? I said, sure. And he took me in his room. He showed me his bedroom. And he grabbed me by the collar, and he fired me against the wall, and he shook me, and he said, can't you see it's just people? It changed my whole life. The reason I was upset is because I was looking at people's flesh. I was looking at people, and people are human, and people are imperfect. And he said, you're a twig coordinator, you start tomorrow, be in my office at 9 o'clock or whatever. So what was I going to do? He had me by the throat. But I said, no, he'd have killed me probably. And so I went to his office, and I did it. And I did it for like 6-8 months. But I never filled out an abundant sharing form. You remember those blue forms? Mm-hmm. And so I got a call from him. And I still hadn't cleaned up my act. I was still getting high, but I'm being still loaded about 80% of the time. And he called me up and said, I need those blue forms. You know, I hadn't stolen the money or anything. I just didn't throw them out. I was lazy. So I did a bunch of speed that night and filled out all the blue forms, and he said that he wanted them the next morning. So I drove over to his office 2 hours before his office opened and stuck all these blue forms underneath the door. And on the way over, I'd smoked a bunch of hash because I was going to go walk the beach naked and be beautiful. And so I'm just like slipping them underneath the door, man, and the door opens and it's him. is him. And I know none of you have ever been stoned, so you don't know the feeling of paranoia. But, you know, this the door opens, and I'm busted. I'm dead. He's going to kill me. Come on up to my office. And that sounded to me like, oh, God. I didn't even want to go. But I went and said, sit down. Sat down. So I want to talk to you. And you know, if you've ever been stoned, you know it's real difficult to look in somebody's eyes who's straight. You know, I'm looking. Okay. And he goes, he throws me an envelope, right? Like that. He's opening. And I open this envelope. And I can't remember the accurate figure, but there was over $1,000 in it. And I went, what is this? He says, it's for you. I said, for what? He says, I want you to go to headquarters this summer and take all the summer school classes and take the advanced class, and when you come back I want you to be branch coordinator and oversee the 14 twigs in Alameda. And I said, see, it's real hard for me to share about this. I don't know why people have such an opportunity believing in people. There was nobody as screwed up as me. And I know it. So I don't point fingers. I get mad and I'll let you have it right between the teeth. But I'll believe in you all the way. Don't allow the devil, first of all, to condemn you. Second of all, don't allow people to condemn you. And third of all, don't allow yourself to condemn anybody else. Ever. You'll ruin the family. And you never help people by talking about the problem continually. People want to sit down and talk about their problems all day long. You don't help many people by that. You know what? Del Duncan knew I was stoned. He knew I was getting high the whole time. He never said one word to me about getting stoned. He walked with the Father and did what was necessary for my life, and that meant stretching out and taking a chance, quote, in the quote. It was a revelation. He was walking. He's a man of God. You help people by walking with God's word, walking on God's word, the written word. And then if God has anything to tell us, great. You help people by giving them God's word and believing in them and teaching them how to believe it. That's what we've been doing for 2 weeks by God's mercy and grace. And the sooner we get people back to God's word, the better off we'll all be. And we got to allow God to lead in all situations. Don't move without it. I went 7-8 months without going around to the twigs in the state because that was what God wanted. And it killed me, sense knowledge-wise. But he said, don't go. Not time yet. Not in it. I understood partly, but I didn't understand wholly. Why? I mean, there's a lot of stuff, boy. If walk with God, it's so fantastic. And then when he opens the door, ba-boom, you go through. Don't move without God's permission. Don't do something and then ask God to bless it after you've done it. Ask first. See if he says okay. And if he does, then you got it. If he doesn't, then don't do it. Don't get short and impatient with people all the time. Self-preservation is another thing, you know, where you just take care of yourself. It can be a very selfish thing and a very big act of fear. You know, if we rest in Him who knows all the answers, then we'll get blessed and have a calm assurance in whatever we do. We got to trust God. It's a lot better, man, than trusting yourself or trusting somebody else. God's word and time, a lot of times, have a way of showing things and where they're at, too. Sometimes we want answers as to why things happen that don't go, you know, copacetic or whatever. We'll have to just chill out, pray and believe God will show you eventually. Could be a year, could be 5 years. And those feelings of, gee, I'm not good enough, inadequacy, or smart enough will eat you up. I mean, I know, because I wasn't real educated. I don't learn real quickly, like a lot of you guys do. You guys, I tell you what, across the board, and it's a generalization, you guys really receive the word great. But it takes me time. It takes me a lot of time. But once I got it, Jack, there ain't nobody can touch it. I put it there and I keep it there and I stay my mind on it. Don't let people tell you you're not smart enough or you're not good enough or you're not good looking enough, you know, or whatever. Man, we're God's masterpieces. Shit. I don't have to look good in somebody else's sight. I'm His Picasso. Picasso, that's a terrible name. He was sick, perverse, devil spirit controlled artist. Morbid. Anyway, didn't know anything all that much about art, did you? I don't. I just know about that dude. He sucked. And any who like him better change your head. He stunk. Deformed people. I have a Picasso. I'll pray for you. All those artists and musicians that people look up to, good God. Beethoven. Couldn't hear and he writes great symphonies. Half of them were homosexuals, half of them killed themselves, half of them, you know, did weird things. And, oh, that's great. Not as great as you, man. There isn't anything God can't handle. The longer we walk and stay faithful, the more we realize that it's God and not us. The more we realize that it's God's grace and not our works. And there's nothing in life worth losing the peace of God over. Nothing. Just nothing. It's not how much we know. It's what doing with what we do know in our renewed mind walks. And our hearts and our lives constantly need the constant encouragement of God and His Word. So, Father, thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your love, and thank You for Your Word that You've magnified above Your name. Thank You for Your people here, Father, for blessing them exceeding abundantly above all they could ask or think according to Your power. Thank You, Father, for the promises of Your word being yea and amen in our lives. Thank You, Father, for our healthy bodies and our sound minds, and Father, for our hearts, and how You know every care and concern on our hearts, Father, and how Your desire is that we give them to You in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just give them to you right now, Father, as we're sitting here. Every care or fetter on our hearts, Father, we just give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for taking care of our hearts, for healing them where we need healing, Father. For healing our mortal bodies where we need healing. And Father, for our minds to be peaceful from the top of our head to the tip of our toes in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for that peace that far surpasses anything in this world. We thank you, Father, for our healing wholeness, mentally, physically, and Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, if we have any spiritual opportunities, Father, that you can just rebuke the adversary in the name of Jesus Christ and know he's gone because of the power that's in your Son's name. Thank you for your word reaching out over all the nations of the world, Father, and that we can stand for you. Thank you, Father, that we can be your hands and your feet. Thank you, Father, for these things and everything else that we don't know how to express in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, got a couple things I want to give to you. Couple things my wife did and I thought of. One is some things Dr. Werwolf said concerning the Word of God. It says, the Word takes the place of the absent Christ. The Holy Spirit takes the place of Christ in us through His Word. I believe that the Bible gives the truth regarding the origin and purpose of the Israelitic nation. I think the Bible gives the truth regarding God and His family. I think the Bible gives the truth regarding Jesus Christ, His coming, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, His giving of the Holy Spirit, His return. I believe that the Bible gives the truth regarding the new heaven and the new earth that God is going to come to establish. I think it gives the truth regarding the new creation, the resurrection, and many other unknown facts and matters. I believe the Bible gives the truth, not facts. Facts come from a Latin word, in part, from factum, which means to do or to make. Anything man does, anything man makes is a fact. But I believe that the Word of God is truth. Truth is that which is eternal, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I believe that the Word of God is truth. And then a verse of Scripture that I love very much. In Ephesians 6, verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.